Romans chapter 3. What advantage then does the Jew have, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, mainly because to them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God ineffective? God forbid. Yes, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, so that you'll be justified in your sayings and will overcome when you are judged. But if our unrighteousness recommends the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who takes vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For then, how could God judge the world? For if the truth of God is more abundant through my lie for his glory, why then am I also judged as a sinner, and not rather, as we are slanderously reported about, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil so good will come, whose damnation is just? What then, are we better than they? No, in no way, for we have before proven, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands. There is none that seeks for God. They've all gone out of the way. They have together become unprofitable. There is none that does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of snakes is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they haven't known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever things the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so every mouth will be stopped, and all the world will become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is made clear, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God that is by faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all of those who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redeeming that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has made to be a ransom through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins in the past through the patience of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, so he would be just and the justifier of those who believe in Jesus. Where is boasting, then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God who will justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then cancel the law through faith? God forbid. Yes, we establish the law.